Monday the 26th of April, Yud Beis Iyar, Dine Levi Yitzhak Raskin, Tevilas Kalim.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here with you. What is the connection of Tevilas Kalim to Sfiras Ha'omer? So, Top Shin Lamed Vav, about 37 years ago, Reb Nosson Vogel, Bobby Vogel of Hashalom, took the Dyer Fisher. He took him for a visit to the Rebbe, and there was a discussion there. And a private discussion, and the Rebbe said, I'll speak about this by the next Habrengen, and this is what was the discussion. When it comes to Shavuos, so there is a minig to eat cheesecake, to eat milchiks, and the reason being that the Bnei Yisrael, by Matan Torah, although they had kept Torah before, possibly, but the Shechita, till now, was acceptable, now they became Shechitas Nochri. So the food, all the meat which they had till now was treif, the kalim were treif, and therefore they weren't able to use the fleshik kalim. And as a result, no fleshiks, the milchikas wasn't a problem. Frexer de Shaila, what about Tvilas Kalim? Even if they were keeping kosher before, but it's now Kalim which are acquired from an Ochri, and so why is there no Chir or Tvilas Kalim? How can you know? Halacha is you're not allowed to use a Kalim without Tvila. People have this myth about the first time, it's Hipzach Nishtam. There's a disposable Kalim, there's a headset to say it's not a Kalim. But there's no first time, there's no Arai. So how could they use their kalim, the milchik kalim? One shayla. The other shayla, which is a Pesach shayla, is with mechilas chametz. It's well known that the Yehuda and the some sofer that they worry about once you buy your kalim, you buy your chametz back. If you have sold your kalim to the goy, so then there's the kalim aniklim anochri. So therefore they come up with this solution and they say that you should sell the chametz al kalim. All right, that solves the problem. However, the Baal Tanya also formed a shtar mechiras chametz, which he incorporated a certain mile of the Orf Kablam, which I'm not going to discuss now. But in his text, he writes kalim mechametzim. If black dekashe, what happens with the kalim after Pesach? So, Diuk and Rashi in Parshas Matos, and the same thing comes up in Ritva, in other places. Well, the Rashi, if you have a Chumash in front of you, is in Parshas Matos, Pasuk Chof Gimel, where the mitzvah of Tvilas Kalim is based on. In Pasuk Chof Gimel, it says in Pasuk, Ach b'mei nido yischato. So Rashi brings like this, V'rabeseinu dorshu mikan, first he talks about Giyul, Letaron min ha'isur, then he talks about L'hachshiron min ha'isur. So I'll explain these terms. The word Hak'olo means to cause it to spit out. And when you have a keli which was used for treif, so the walls, the material of the keli has absorbed the treif for taste, and you want it to be exuded. And that is why Hagola comes in. L'hag'ilo min ha'isur. So Rashi uses the word giyul l'taharon min ha'isur. It's interesting because normally we think of the word tohoir, taharo, as in a spiritual thing. And here, when you're talking about the physical presence of parfis in the keli, Rashi uses the word giyul l'taharon, to purify, in English to purge from the isur. When it comes to the second thing, tevilas kalim, hit in l'ach l'achshiron min ha'isur. Hit in tvila k'klei matchas. L'achshiron. The word l'achshir literally means to prepare. Like you have the din of hechshir l'kabel tumo, to set in place. And really, where does tvila's kalim come in? Listen carefully. Tvila comes like this. Until now, this keli was potentially going to be used for isur, for trefa food. it is now it's now elevated to a new state of existence. That now, Machoas Asuris is mufrich, it's ongefrech, it's out of the question. It's no, now it's being, now that, and that is the transition. And to that elevation of the Kelim, l'hachshiro min ha'histo, not because of its past, but because of a preparation for the future. That now, the destiny of this Kaili has now gone up a rung. It's now not going to be used for Yisur. It's now going to be kept only for kosher food. That is where the din of Tvilas Kaelin comes in. Lachshion, to prepare it for the future. And hence it doesn't matter whether the God used it or not. Whether it, you know, it doesn't matter. If it was nicht obgefrecht, and now it is obgefrecht, now this, that transition is where Tvilas Kaelin comes in. That explains then that the Yidden, coming back to the Shavuos question and the Pesach question, the Shavuos question, the Yidden, assuming that they kept the dinim of kosher milk, kosher meat, etc. before, with Shchita, they can't help it. Until now they were Bnei Noyach, so now the meat was Shchitas Nochri. And that's Nevela. The milk, there was no question of non-kosher milk there. So therefore, there was no need to have Tevila. Because Tevila is when it was previously in a state where it could have been used for the Yisur. And now it's elevated to a state where it's not going to be used for the Yisur. Similar thing, possibly, with the Tevilas Kelim after Pesach. Practically speaking, since the goal you buy the chometz, it's very, very remote that he will actually go and use those kelim for his own use. Therefore, there's no need for Tevilas Kelim. The Kansas Dingen, but that was the Hezbo which was said at the time. But this is a Yisod, but it's general, whether it's a Farenvers, the Kashas, but this Yisod, that what is Tevilas Kelim? It is now a transition from possibly useful and to be obgefrecht. I don't have a good word in English of obgefrecht, so I apologize for it. But obgefrecht means out of the question. So now, I gave a shiur, how do I get into this? I gave a shiur of Purim. So a couple of things which I told by the Lola in my shul. One is about these mirrors, which is common now by chasnas, by buffets. So they have a mirror tile. And then they put on this cut-up fruit, or they put on chocolates, on display. That mirror is a kelim. In Tvilas Kelim, it doesn't matter whether it is a container, or whether it is a flat thing. A knife is also flat. A knife doesn't contain water. It's called a kelim. To clarify, that Tvilas Kelim matches, metals, are midatoyer, according to many poskim. Then midrabbonim they included glass, because glass, like metal, can be melted, or if it gets broken, you can repair it. So therefore, glass has got midrabbonim the same type of stuff. So a mirror, which is glass, requires tvila midrabbonim, and therefore those mirrors require tvila. One more thing before I get to this, the next point which I wanted to discuss with you is just 2 weeks ago. Someone called me up. I got one of these challah boards. You know these wooden ones which have got an inlaid silver and then they've got a glass on top. It says on the box, made in China. Does it need tevila? Now, we all know that if you take one of those things and you don't get in the mikveh, you're going to have water seeping in between. It's going to look very ugly. So, well, on the other hand, it's kelim shenasa al yinochri. I don't think you have Jewish workers there in China. Then I called up one of these suppliers and I asked him, how does it work? Is it all put together in China? Or is it that they make the components and then you didn't put it together? If you didn't put it together, it could be klisha nasa yidei Yisroel. But the past is no. Labor is cheaper in China. If you're going to make it there, you put it together there also. Okay, so it needs to have tevila. But once you're going to take off those screws and to dip the glass top into a mikveh, in any case, to put it back is going to be Masi Yisroel. So really, you don't need to table it in the mikveh. All you need to do is undo it, and then put it back again. That's called Chayli Shinas Ayde Yisroel. And you've solved your problem.
It's not
Masi Yisroel. Have you tried it?
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's... Right, I'm going to say you're a stick-up woman. Because there is, there's the little... It's okay. Yeah, okay, let's go, Marcy. On Shabbos, to put it together, would be a melechet boina. I would think so, yeah.
A kaponi, that was one Indian. Then another thing which I mentioned by the Shir was about when you give shlachmonas, and a lot of people give shlachmonas in brand new kelim. So the question is, should you tell you what the kelim before you give shlachmonas? And if you don't, if you cannot, then I said you should put a sticker on it, have not been toiled. Why can you not? What is a svara here? And that is a thing which in England I think is quite well known. And another Medina said, it's not so well known in place in Europe. When you go to a hardware store, the Hamish hardware store has got a mikveh in the back, so he will not toil the kelim until you've paid and you've bought it. Why? Because kelei schoira, a kelim which are owned not because of not for personal use, but because you want to sell them, kelei schoira are potter min hatvila. There's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. If you have a knife, which is used, let's say, for a patty knife, and then you want to use that same knife to spread cream on a cake. You wash it out, but you could use the same. So, if Reuven owns a knife, which is a patty knife, and Shimon wants to borrow it, I'm using this example, use the lachtich by klofi, a knife which is to cut leather. So, if Reuven owns it for lachtich by klofi, and Shimon wants to borrow it for food, so Shimon doesn't have to chayotovel it. But if Reuven has it for food, and Shimon wants to use it for food, and Reuven hasn't toiled it, then Shimon not allowed to use it until he's toiled it. Alright, let's get that over again. If the first owner, if the true owner, owns it for food purposes, for personal food, and he hasn't toiled it because he's neglected his duty, so Shimon, the borrower, may not use it either without tevila. So when you go into the home of a yid who's not showing a Torah mitzvah, so he offers you a glass of orange juice, you're not allowed to use his glass. Because it hasn't been toiled. You're asking for a plastic cup. Because he has a chiyuv tevila, and if you don't, so you're not allowed to use it because of his neglect of his chiyuv tevila. By contrast, if he has it just for his toolbox, not for food, and you're borrowing it, he has no chiyuv, you have no chiyuv, so you can use it without. This was a practical shaila. Before kosher catering hire was invented, so this is what the Taz mentions. A person is making a reception, a chasana. He needs to have 100 plates, glasses. He would go to the local hardware store, the Hamish hardware store, and he says, can I take 100 plates? And they count, and if any are broken, he will pay the full amount. Otherwise, he pays a fee, he'll pay a rental fee. Says that the man brings a machlokes aposkin, whether there's a chiyuv tevila or not. Says the Taz, but the vendor, the shopkeeper, will have a duty to tell the next customer that this keli has been borrowed and been toifled, so that when you toifle it without a bracha. That's what I said the Taz. Again, because the Isuva Heter holds that if the shopkeeper himself, if he would take that a keli off the shelf, and he wants to just have his sandwiches. He takes a knife off the shelf, cuts his sandwiches, and he eats it. Does he have to do tevila? Yes. Does he say he has a chiyuv tevila? Maybe he's lachtech beit klofim, he doesn't. But if the shopkeeper would use it for food, he'd have a chiyuv tevila. And therefore the Isuva Heter holds that Shimon, who borrows from the shopkeeper, the Torah Achila, has a chiyuv tevila. So it's a machloek, because Mechaber says he doesn't have to. Isuva Heter says you do have to. Because of this, you say you toivle it without a bracha. When you're borrowing from the shop, you have to turn without a bracha. But the shopkeeper, the Mechilas Kvoidoi, has to inform the next customer that these kelim have been used and have been tabled without a bracha, and you also have to table them without a bracha. To be yotz in the shittasim. What do you see here from this discussion?
What from the caterer doesn't
have to. So what do you see from here? That according, again, I'll explain this again. The Shitas HaMechaber, the Beis of Karo holds, there's no Chiyuv Tevila because it's just for trade. The Isavahata says, since the shopkeeper, if he would want to use it for food, would have to toivel it, so therefore the borrower also has to toivel it. So the, because of the suffix, so you toivel, the borrower has to toivel it, and the buyer, the ultimate buyer, to buy toivel it again.
Why?
So now back to the Shaila, that was what was so surprising by the Oilon. The Choyde, Tvil is a fact. Yeah. It's a Metzius, it's been toivel the Mikra, fact.
Has it been back into the shop to be sold again?
Yes, yes.
So it
might
be a coil buyer.
Oh, oh. Allah, according to the Hezbollah, according to the explanation she said just now, now what does Tevila's Tehillim celebrate? What is it to mark? That till now its destiny was question mark. And now it's clear that it's going to be for Macholos Mutares and not for Macholos Asuras. So till now, even though it was toivel by the borrower for his kosher Kedasha celebration, but now it went back to the shop and it was still question mark. And therefore the confirmation when the Jewish customer buys it for personal use, now there's a chiyuv tevila.
Well,
but it is okay, but according to the Isra Heter, couldn't they say that? Okay.
And if the customer will buy it direct, or take it direct from the borrower, so somebody comes in and says, I've got the kelim out for 100 kelim.
Yeah, now, yeah.
So go and take them off.
I think it's still, there's still, they haven't been sold to him. There's still the, I would say this, the question mark is still there. There is a question, Bichlal, about caterers. L'chayr, according to this whole Hezber, for caterers, there should be a chiyuv tevila. There are poskim a little bit mekel. They say that caterers is also called l'schoyer. But according to this mahalach, the caterer is not the schoyer, it's l'achila. It's l'achila for, you know, for kosher l'achila. One more thing.
Is this rent place rents to Gurum as well as a shop?
No, no. From me, I go to his hardware store, I buy from him kelim.
That's right.
I mean, we'd be, if we'd be selling to renting to Goyim, we wouldn't buy from him.
Yeah.
Only 2 years. Yeah, it's a dying. Yes. One more Nakuda, and that is, Kali, who does it go according to? Does it go according to the owner, or does it go according to the worker? If a Jew has got a lump of silver, he walks into a goyish silversmith and asks him, gives him a job, make me a silver becher. Is that called Kli Shenas al Yidei Yisroel or Kli Shenas al Yidei Nochri? So here is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, and the svara is, as you know in Gemara, Ye'um en koine b'shvach keli, that when an artisan changes, modifies something, so he becomes a stickle balabos here. And therefore there's the argument that if the goyish silversmith fashioned the yid's silver into a keli, according to the svara of Ume Koine B'Shvach Keli, it's a keli shenasa yidei nochri. So therefore it has to be toibled. Here's a machlokes in Shudnorach and Mechaber Ramo, whether the owner, if the owner is a yid and the artisan is a goy, whether it's a chiyuv tevila or not, so he toibled himself without a brach. Now, what about, there's a factory, there's a factory in somewhere in Daron of Eretz Yisrael, and you walk there, you see a lot of Muhammad and Abdallah are all working there. Is that called the Zechiyat Tvila or not? He owns the factory, but the Goyish work it. Huh? But according to the Vartar of Yom Ur Shaish Kayyim Bishmach Eli, Rishayim Shemiz Alva says you can't compare. When you're talking about, you go into a silversmith, you give him the silver, he's a cowman. Here is a nine-to-fiver, or nine-to whatever it is. He's just clocking in, clocking out. There's no bias at all. Then there's no question. In other words, in a factory, a Jewish-owned factory, where there are goyish workers who come in and out, they are not koine b'shvach keli, it's called klishe nasa deisro. Okay. Then, in America, it became I've heard that in America it's quite popular that the toivel without a bracha. The toivel came without a bracha. What are they worried about? So they were worried that shareholders, the companies which produce the kelim, have got Jewish shareholders. This raises a whole, I don't know whether you can say in halacha Pandora's box, but it's a whole thing. Now, what is the pshat of shareholding? Is that called a bailus or not? And that is a question in the Chatzitzchok has got about the ribis and about chometz and about Shabbos. Those are the three things which he deals with. According, if you'd say, I mean, here this raises a question, how can you have shares in Barclays Bank? Because Barclays Bank lent to Eden. And how can you pay a ribis from Barclays Bank? Because it's got Jewish shareholders. But coming back, so here you have this issue of Shutfus. So first of all, the way it comes out in Shulchan Aruch is even when Shutfus Mamish Shemanochri would also be Chayiv B'Tvila. So he's owns part of it. And the Jew doesn't have any part of it. If you'd been accept the Svara Umar B'Kayna B'Shvach Kehli. So it's half and half, or whatever it is, a proportion. And there's a Chiyot Tvila. So the Pashtas in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Chiyot Tvila. There's a Tshuva Shayol HaMeshiv, where he took the position that there's no Chiyot, that it's a Sofik, because it's not the same as it was by Midyan. When the Eden captured the spoils of Midyan, so then it was Mamish, completely owned by the Goy, now completely owned by the Eden. And he wants to say it's a Sofik, but by Pashtus, it's Evada in Shulchan Aruch that a Shutfus im Anochri is Chayev B'Tvila. Let's go further. I even think Zeloima that a Shutfus is me, I feel it is Zeloima, but who says shareholding is called Shutfus? The intim Zeloima shareholding is called Shutfus. Man Lemoloch, that this Kale which you buy in a hardware store is from a factory which you've got a Jewish shareholder. It's such a remote Sophic. The Pashtus came a and you can toibble it with a Brocha. It's far-fetched, this whole thing that you should have to worry about. How much time do I have? 5 minutes. No, minutes are poor.
Kedah that was made by Yif, but then goes into a shop and could be sold to a goy. Why isn't that bad between them?
Okay, into a Jewish shop?
Yeah.
Well, Chayre, it doesn't have
to sell even to a goy.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Stand there, because there's a limit of how far we take that Dashin and time we do Kura. The point was in the possession of a yid, and until that status quo is changed, so there's no chiyuv to be allowed. If a yid, this is clear. If a yid had sold his keli to a goy, and then another yid buys it from him, that's for sure a chiyuv to be allowed. That's sure. And that's the whole business of the pasuk. A thermos flask. How do you toibel a thermos flask? A thermos flask is the tube inside, whatever it's called, is a capsule, is glass, it's a huge filler. Okay. It used to be glass. I don't know if it's older, it's just an old giant. Okay. Really? Okay. Okay. So those things, it's an interesting shiner. Do you toibel it, the whole thing, with the housing, or do you take the tube out? So, the red dot part of it is kind of rocha. He held that you had to take it out. But Reb Shlomo Zalman says you take it as it is with the housing. And Reb Yosef Pazler also passed the housing and Sastira. He doesn't have to pass it like his father passed it. But for Pashtus, that seems to be the accepted psak, that you toibble the whole thing with the housing. What's the din of a brawn stick? Those blenders which you stick into to make it puree of soup. So those are chayav tvila, because the main thing is it's a plastic handle and a metal blade. And metal blade is a chayav tvila. And the same thing comes with the electric kettles and with toasters. These things are chayav tvila. It's the metal is part of the function of the keli. And main part of the game, they're high between them. If you can toggle the whole thing better, if not, here you have with all the electric cable, the all electric cable, they say on it, a kid is low noises, do not immerse.
Yeah.
What's going to do? Or either you do that, or you toggle it, and you leave it in the wrong place for a couple of days. Where you have to be careful is those cable which have got a little silicone chip, yeah. Where where it's that there. When any water gets into that, then you can it's because they can't for the cable. So that kind of thing, you'd have to be looking for ages of mechira, not of getting a yid to redo it. Being machna to a goy as a matona, so some say it's only good for shloshim yoyim. You can't do that for a long term. You have washing in commercial kitchens. You've got these large things, these large pots for, I don't know, for cooking potatoes. These large vats. They need to be toifled, but they cannot be toifled. They're not practically possible to take into the Kalei Mikveh. There you get a yid. Well, you can get a goy to dismantle it, but you get a yid to put the tap back, and then it's called Kalishan Asal Yedei Yisroel, and then you've solved your problem.
Why do you have to go to undo it?
You have to have anyone to undo it. I'm saying to the undoing. Do work it. No. Even if you're people, the tikkun has to be in Israel. The ikkun is we should be zaycher in you know. It's a condition for a kosher.